Spanish La Liga betting. La Liga is one of the leading European football leagues. La Liga is arguably the leading domestic club competition in Europe, with this all being known as the Primera Liga, and it's the top professional tier of Spanish football, with 22 teams competing against each other every season. Each club plays one another on a home and away basis, with a sum total of 38 games being played throughout the entirety of a campaign to determine the final standings. La Liga was founded in 1929, and it's a division which is not only avidly followed in Spain, but also across Europe and the rest of the world. There are famous clubs such as Real Madrid and Barcelona who have an enormous global following, and it's true to say that many fans of other Spanish football clubs often side with either Real or Barca when it comes to El Clásico matches. The winner of each season's La Liga is crowned champions and automatically qualifies for the Champions League, while the teams finishing second, third and fourth also get to compete for the European Cup the following season. The sides who wind up in 5th and 6th qualify for the Europa League, while the winner of the Copa del Rey also make it through to this competition. However, there are certain teams who exit La Liga every season, and they're the sides who occupy the lower rungs of the table, with the sides stationed in 18th, 19th and 20th getting relegated to the Segunda Division, although they are replaced by three promoted teams who come up to the top flight and compete against the big boys. So who are the leading teams in La Liga? Real Madrid and Barcelona are arguably the two most famous football clubs in the world, and these Spanish giants often dominate the landscape as far as Spanish La Liga football is concerned, with Los Merengue and Barcelona regularly competing for the title, with Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi recently being the pin-up star of each side. Despite Ronaldo's exit from Real and the fact that Messi is entering the latter stage of his career, the teams continue to have a fierce rivalry, and the Clásico matches that take place between these sides are always the highlight of the Spanish football calendar. Indeed, this fiercely contested match often has a huge bearing on the outcome of the title. Aside from Real and Barcelona, Atlético Madrid are a well-known Spanish side who have recently become highly competitive under Diego Simeone, with the side having a city derby every season with Real Madrid and also commanding a passionate fan base at the Wanda Metropolitano, where the team now play after recently upgrading from the Vicente Calderon Stadium. Valencia are another side who are a regular feature in La Liga, despite the fact that Los Che have been oscillating up and down the table in recent seasons, with Rafael Benitez having steered the club to a Spanish title victory in recent seasons, and they often present a fearsome prospect when lining up at the Mestalla. Sevilla are another team who are regularly involved at the top of Primera Liga, and they also compete hard in European competition, with this team having won the Europa League on a number of recent occasions, and it's not uncommon to find them at the business end of the Champions League, with this side often boasting strong home form, which is the cornerstone of their season. There are also a couple of other Basque teams who are often challenging in higher places in the Spanish football division, with Real Sociedad having undergone a recent resurgence, and they will always look to make the Anoeta Stadium a fortress, while they compete in a derby against Athletic Bilbao to see which side comes away with their bragging rights when it comes to this region of Spain. Real Madrid are the most successful team in La Liga. There have been 9 different champions since the Spanish La Liga was founded in 1929, with Real Madrid currently the most successful club in the division, with Los Merengue having achieved a grand total of 34 titles at the time of writing. Real's success in this competition began early, and they first landed a crown in 1932, which is ironic as they're regarded as the royal team of this country. Real Madrid then secured the 1932-33 title the following season, although they were made to wait for further successes, with the 1950s proving to be a fruitful time for the club from the Spanish capital, and they claimed the title in 54, 55, 57 and 58. This was a halcyon moment for the team, although better was to follow in the 1960s. Real were able to secure 5 consecutive Spanish League championships between 1961 and 1965, while they then scored a hat-trick of titles between 67 and 69, and truly announced themselves as the Kings of Spain, with a further 5 successes during the 1970s, although their title at the end of the 79-80 season would be the last for 6 seasons until a triumph in 85-86 saw them end the mini-drought and it triggered a string of wins once again. It's fair to say that Real didn't have things their own way during the 1990s, which was very much when Barcelona rose to the fore, although there were successes during the early 2000s and the 2019-20 success was a 34th triumph, while there have been 23 runners-up berths for Los Merengue. Barcelona dominate La Liga's recent landscape. Barça have been like a fine wine since La Liga originated, with the Catalan side not necessarily being too successful during the early decades, although they have been able to rack up a large number of titles in recent times, and it has been very much driven by Lionel Messi and various other key players who have helped elevate Barça on a domestic and European stage. At the time of writing, the team from the Nou Camp have 26 Spanish La Liga championships on the board, with the team breaking their duck in the inaugural season in 1929, and they then returned with a bang in the 1940s, where Barca added a further three titles to their roster, while there was more silverware in the early and late 1950s, despite the fact that Real Madrid was successful in between. The 60s and 70s were a fairly barren time of things for FC Barcelona, which sounds crazy now, although there was a huge gap between the 59-60 title success and the 73-74 triumph, while the latter sticks out like a sore thumb considering that supporters had to wait until the 84-85 season to win again, while there was another hiatus until the 1990-91 season when everything changed. Barca truly announced themselves as a force in Spanish football when racking up four consecutive wins between 91 and 94, with back-to-back successes coming in 98 and 99 before the Lionel Messi era helped them secure eight titles between 2009 and 2019, with European successes also coming their way. Which other Spanish teams have won La Liga? There are 29 occasions when Real Madrid and Barcelona have failed to secure La Liga title, with Atletico Madrid responsible for 10 of those successes. Atleti are a historic Spanish football club and they got their hands on the Spanish league title as early as the 39-40 season, while the team from the capital of Spain were then able to retain their crown 12 months later and be crowned champions in 1941. There was another back-to-back success story in 1950 and 1951, with the latest Atletico Madrid then striking gold 15 years later when securing a success in 1966, and supporters only had to wait a further 4 years until the team were able to get over the line again, and they continue to stay relevant as far as the Spanish league title is concerned. The Atlético Bilbao are next best when it comes to historic Spanish league titles, having secured the La Liga championship on 8 occasions. Although the 1970s were a fruitful time for Atletico, who racked up more league championships in 73 and 77, it was a long wait until they achieved another triumph in 1996, while Diego Simeone was able to guide the team to a championship in 2018, and it appears the 2021 season saw them compete hard against the leading teams for the Spanish title. Atletico Bilbao are known as Los Leonones, and they've been one of the strongest clubs in Spain since this top professional division was founded. They won the domestic titles in 1930 and 1931, and they also claimed the titles in 34 and 36. Atletico Bilbao were riding high during the 1980s and got consecutive successes in 1983 and 1984. Although it has been increasingly competitive for them thanks to the resurgence of Barcelona, and the team have largely found themselves away from competing at the top end of the table. The only other multiple La Liga winner has been Valencia, who famously won the 2003-2004 title under Rafael Benitez after scoring a success during the 2001-02 campaign. Los Che were also initially successful during the early stage of the competition when scoring the title in 1942, 1944 and 1947, while there was also a win in the 1970-71 season. It might come as a surprise to find that Real Sociedad have been crowned Spanish champions on two occasions, with those successes coming in 91, 81 and 1982, while Deportivo La Coruña have had a yo-yo time of things in recent seasons, although they were able to secure the title in 1999-2000 season, Sevilla 1945-1946 and Real Betis 1934-35 are the other teams who have been Spanish champions. How to bet anti-post on Spanish La Liga? At the beginning of the season, there are a number of different betting markets when it comes to the campaign ahead. Naturally, many people like to bet on the winner of La Liga, with Real Madrid and Barcelona being traded at short prices in recent season, and that can cause punters to include one of the teams in a season-long accumulator bet with the winners of other divisions such as English Premier League, German Bundesliga and Italian Serie A. However, there is also the chance to bet on La Liga top four, where you can bet on a team to finish in the Champions League spots, and this tends to be a competitive betting market with lots of teams having aspirations to claim a berth which would have them dining at the top table of Europe the following season. It naturally follows there are a clutch of teams near the foot of La Liga season and who are scrapping against relegation to the Segunda Division, and this market is really entertaining in terms of predicting the sides who are going to go down, with customers sometimes getting the chance to bet on all three teams. There is also a lively betting heat when it comes to wagering on the Spanish La Liga top goalscorer market, with the leading strikers from the top Spanish clubs often heading the short list of players, and you have to work out the best value based on the stats from previous seasons. There is the chance to bet each way and make money if your player makes the frame. Who are the highest scoring La Liga players? Lionel Messi can lay claim to being the greatest football player that has ever lived, with this Barcelona legend having been a one-club man throughout his career, and that resulted in him establishing himself as the leading scorer in the history of La Liga. It's easy to take Messi's achievements for granted, although he has 465 goals in 510 appearances for Barca at the time of writing. That's a ratio of 0.91 goals per game, although it doesn't actually make him the most prolific player who has ever appeared in La Liga, with Messi's main adversary, Cristiano Ronaldo, having pilfered an incredible 311 in 292 appearances for Real Madrid, and that means he achieved a goal ratio of 1.07 per game before making the free transfer move to Juventus and achieving all he could possibly achieve with Los Merengue. It's possibly fitting that Messi and Ronaldo are the two top scorers in La Liga scoring chart, considering their amazing rivalry over so many years, with the lesser-known Hel Mazzerra being third in the scoring charts, and the striker's achievements occurred between 1940 and 1955 when racking up 251 goals in 278 appearances for Athletic Club, who are more commonly known as Athletic Bilbao in the present day. Zara is the leading Spanish scorer of all time in the division, and the leading Mexican is the outstanding Hugo Sanchez, who turned out for Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid and Rayo Vallecano between 1981 and 1994. The striker was able to score 234 goals during this career-long time in the top Spain football division and enter the Hall of Fame as a result. The fifth leading scorer in La Liga is Raul González, who remained at Real Madrid between 1994 and 2010, with the Spanish international scoring 228 goals in 550 appearances, while the legendary Alfredo Di Stefano is another famous player to turn out for Real, and the Argentine was able to score 227 goals in 329 appearances. Which La Liga players have made the most appearances? A goalkeeper will often have a longer shelf life than the outfield players, and that's certainly the case with Andoni Zubizarreta, who is a legendary Spanish stopper who managed an incredible 622 appearances during a long and illustrious career in the top division of football in Spain. The Spanish international turned up for three clubs in the form of Athletic Club, Barcelona and Valencia during a career which spanned between 1981 and 1998, with Joaquin, the outfield player who boasts the largest number of appearances in this famous division, with the former Real Betis, Valencia and Malaga operator having turned out on 569 occasions and scored 76 goals along the way. Raul didn't just score 228 goals for Real Madrid, but also turned out regularly throughout his 16 years at the club between 1994 and 2010, with the striker finally hanging up his boots at the Bernabeu when making 550 appearances for the Spanish capital club, while Eusebio Sacristán is next on the list, and there were 543 appearances made for Valladolid, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona and Celta Vigo. What's the best way to bet on La Liga matches? There are a number of approaches that betting customers make when it comes to betting on Spanish La Liga matches. Every bookmaker will offer you the chance to wager on the full-time result betting market, and there is also the opportunity to place an accumulator bet where you can pick the winner of several matches and combine the betting odds to best effect. Some punters prefer to look at matches individually and choose from any of the available markets. There's the option to bet on the number of goals being scored and also both teams to score, while there is often the chance to wager on markets such as first goal scorer and correct score should you want a bigger price about your bet. Sometimes the Real Madrid and Barcelona matches get special attention from punters who want to put together a bet like a bet builder on the big games, especially the Clásico matches. There is the opportunity to put together a personalised bet where you can cherry pick from different markets and come up with a bet at bespoke odds which you can cheer on. It's pretty typical to find a bunch of teams on the La Liga betting coupon who are trading at short odds, and there are a number of approaches that punters can take. There's the opportunity to put together a Spanish football betting accumulator where you can include Real Madrid and Barcelona along with popular teams like Atletico Madrid and Sevilla. There's also the chance to get an extra edge by not only betting on one of the favourites to win but also to back them on the Asian handicap betting market, so do you think they can win by a sizeable margin. There's also the chance to consider a team on the full-time, half-time betting market along with the win-to-nil market. How to cash out on La Liga bet with a profit. La Liga betting coupons are available for every round of the competition, and you'll find that the leading betting sites offer customers the chance to cash out on a wide range of betting markets. It's great to get the chance to close out a bet early and potentially make money without waiting for the final whistle of a particular game. You can often bet in play on La Liga games and get a cash out offer from the bookmaker along the way, with a profit generally on the cards if your bet is closer to winning than it was when you placed the bet. Alternatively, you might find the betting odds drift instead, so it's worth weighing this up. In order to cash out, you simply need to check out your La Liga bets and find out the offer on the table. If you have placed a football acca, which includes Spanish football picks, then it's an ideal opportunity to get some profit should the teams all be winning without having to wait for the final whistle to blow and the bets to be settled. There are lots of ways to approach betting on Spanish football, and some people take advantage of the money back you can get through acca insurance on La Liga, while there is sometimes the chance to take partial cash out where you can take some winnings out of the bet but remain in the wager for the rest of your stake.